America's best-selling F-Series pickup truck is parked. John Lawler, Ford chief financial officer, told industry analysts after first quarter earnings that the company had approximately 22,000 vehicles parked and awaiting semiconductor parts at the end of March. They can't be sold until then. More on the delays from Phoebe Wall Howard, automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press, who says the numbers continue to grow. Phoebe, it's hitting everybody.
We're talking the hardest hit in the world is Ford Motor Company. The hardest hit in North America is General Motors. But this is Toyota, Volkswagen, BMW, Honda, everybody. What's getting a lot of attention is that thousands and thousands of cars are piling up in major lots all over North America and other locations. Ford Motor Company has its best-selling F-Series. Thousands of trucks as far as you can see in Kentucky, not far from Churchill Downs, as well as Kansas City, parked at Worlds of Fun and all over Metro Detroit. But these are new trucks, new SUVs, and they have to build them, park them, and hold them until these semiconductor parts can come in and be inserted and then sent to the dealers.
Boy, how come Ford seems to be hit so especially hard? Is that because of the popularity of the F-150?
It looks like that's the situation. They produce so many. One rolls off the line in less than a minute. And so the sheer volume of sales, that's what we're seeing. Yeah.
So something that's, I guess, pretty alarming here, too, is that somebody in your story was quoted as saying that the chip issue is going to be a problem potentially for years for the auto industry.
It's terrifying. The head of Intel actually did a preview interview with Bloomberg for 60 Minutes, and he said it looks like this thing could drag on for a couple of years. And it's because it takes so long to create these factories, and a major factory in Tokyo just had a big fire in March of this year that was a major provider for the global auto industry. So you've got a fire situation, you've got a shortage because of COVID, and then you just have massive supply disruption. And the idea that this could drag on, what that means is that prices of used cars are going up, that prices of new cars are going up, that rental cars, what we found is that rental car companies are desperately trying to find vehicles to purchase. And they said in Florida, it's costing $100 a day. In Puerto Rico, $600 a day. And this is to rent a car, Hertz and Enterprise. So the impact with the semiconductor thing is we're going to see it for quite some time.
We're speaking with Phoebe Wall Howard, automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press. Her story is called Thousands of Big New Pickups Aren't Going to Customers. Here's Why. And if I understand that the basics of this, the semiconductor shortage problem is tied to the pandemic in that we all shifted to work from home, so we all needed new laptops and computers and tablets. That took away all the supply, and it's difficult for the semiconductor makers to suddenly pivot back and ramp them up for making cars and trucks again.
It's a complicated recipe. It's both a demand-driven problem and also some of the factories being shut down because of COVID. So as everything shut down for that period, it's a complicated mix of that. Yes, we're competing, autos are competing with your smartphones, also airplane parts, pretty much anything that has smart components, safety, driving, any sort of technology, it's these parts. And we're all competing against one another. The one company that doesn't seem hard hit is Hyundai. But everybody else, this is really hitting the bottom line. But again, what's so striking is while all these pickups are piling up, we know that when dealerships receive deliveries, they're sold and people are waiting for people to unload these vehicles. I mean, that there is such a hunger to get these new vehicles. And so the industry is watching this very closely. Again, the sale prices are going up. So what's amazing is even though Ford Motor Company has been able to sell, they've sold fewer vehicles in first quarter, their profits were up because people are paying more per vehicle.
Thanks, Phoebe. Phoebe Wall Howard, automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press, part of the USA Today network.